Our symbol of Lent this morning will be shared by Shanda and Weston Miller.
On this sixth Sunday of Lent, meaningful symbols make up our Lenten collage. We recall the events at the beginning and the close of Holy Week as we look at the cross and palm branches. We have also placed on our collage a money bag for betrayal, a towel and basin for service, the grapes and wheat for love and community, and the crown of thorns for unbelief. Today we place on our collage a handful of nails to represent the wrongdoings and injustice in our world. Jesus was captured and sentenced to death on the cross. He was forced to carry his wooden cross through the streets of Jerusalem to the place of crucifixion, where he was nailed to that same cross. Through the pain and anguish of that moment, when envy, hate, pride, and cruelty all came to a climax, we hear Jesus saying from his cross to every person, "Father, forgive them."
Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 19, verse 16b through 18, page 113 on your pew Bible. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went to the place of the skulls, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle.
Let us pray. Forgiving and merciful God, help us to follow Jesus' example of forgiveness in our everyday relationships. How little effort it would take for us to be a little more kind, a little more generous, and a little more patient with those around us. How can we make this world a better place to live? Help us always to keep Jesus' spirit with us in our daily lives, and let us never forget the Easter experience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Millers. For joys and concerns this morning, Patty Falmer left this note for us. Louise Falmer turns 95 on the 8th. I thought there might be some church family that would want to send her a card or offer a prayer, especially any of her old friends with Circle A or the Bridge Group. I'm sure she would appreciate them. She is at Warsaw Health and Rehab on Sunchase Drive. So let's remember Louise this week as she has her 95th birthday. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you. I would ask that in your bulletin on the back are those that are in need of prayers, our prayers. There are names here that are names that are not here that might be missing that are in need of our prayers. Take this home with you this week. Keep it close to your prayer chair. And remember these persons who are in need of our prayers. Sean has just informed us that Andrea Husong passed away yesterday and leaves three small children. Let's remember her family in our prayers this week. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Dear God, there is so much that we have to be thankful for in our lives. We ask that you be with us, each one, as we put our prayers all together, knowing how strong each one of those prayers are and the strength that they carry. We ask that you be with the families that we know of that are listed in this bulletin, giving them strength and courage, knowing that there's a church family that believes in each one of them and is praying for them. We ask that you go with each one of us this week. There's much going on in our lives, in our community. Let us always be mindful of what would Jesus do. We ask these many things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deanna.